new season begins.
I'll kill you, Kyle. I'll kill all of you.
Kyle XY. Tomorrow at 8, 7 Central. Only on ABC Family. A new kind of family.
Is with the getup.
Don't you remember? We're supposed to go skydiving. So slap on your shooting like a boogie.
Wait a minute. I never promised you that we'd go skydiving.
Oh, sure you did. What? Let's see. I've got it right here. I think so. Here it is. February 3rd, 1986. I asked you when you'd like to go skydiving with me, and you said to get back to you in 8 years. Well, today's the big day.
Steve, I only said that to get you out of the house.
I don't care. A promise is a promise.
Well, Steve, I would have promised anything at that time. Scuba diving, bull riding.
Let's see here. We got that here, too. Okay. Let's see. Scuba diving. That's September 12th, 1996. And bull riding is August 6th, 1999. 10 a.m., be there or be square.
Well, I see I'm going to have to go back to the old tried and true way of getting rid of you.
Well, what's that?
Get out!
Come on, big guy. I cut for a sister. Join me in a wild free fall from 10,000 feet.
Steve.
Yeah, we'll stare death in the eye. We'll laugh in the Grim Reaper's face.
Steve.
And as we plummet towards the earth like stones to the warm bosom of... You're not into this, are you? Do you know how long it took my dad to pack this chute? Boy, look at this. Oh, this is... Hey, these cords are cut.
Hey, what's that noise?
I think it's a plane.
It sounds like it's right over the house.
It is. It's right overhead. Whoa, some fool just jumped out.
No, he wouldn't.
Yo, look at the size of that guy's feet.
It's Steve.
His chute opened.
Oh.
He must be trying to land in his backyard.
What? I can't see him anymore.
Me neither. Where'd he go?
Did I do that?
News on the newspaper page, and love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams.
Chris wants to play varsity soccer.
Money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
Hey,
Oh. Ah. Honey, I'll be gone. What's the haps, Paps?
What's wrong, Steve? Why did you use the front door? Is there something wrong with my roof?
Okay. I guess I had that coming. I misjudged Mr. Wind.
Go home, Steve.
Wait. I wish to make amends. I want to repair the fraying ropes on our suspension bridge of friendship.
Too late. The bridge has collapsed and is miles downstream.
But we can rebuild. And here's my offer. I take you out for a fun-filled evening of bowling. My treat. What do you say?
Well, let's see. How can I put this delicately?
No way, Jose.
Bingo!
Hey, bingo bowling, whatever you want. It may sound like fudging, but I'm not budging till I've been forgiven by this begrudging curmudgeon.
So you refuse to leave?
Absolutely. I made a boo-boo, and now I have to make a nice-nice.
Uh-oh.
Laura, your friend Steve is here.
Oh, yeah. Parachute boy.
Steve, I need to speak to Laura for a moment.
Go right ahead. I'll just take this opportunity to floss.
So what's up?
Look, you gotta help me out. Steve won't leave unless I go bowling with him. So I figured my only way out is if you go instead.
Now, why in the world would I do that?
Well, if you do, I'll buy you those overpriced boots you've always wanted.
And shoulder bag to match?
Oh, I don't know.
Ready to go, big guy?
It's a deal. Good news. Steve?
Answer.
Laura's gonna go bowling with you instead.
Really? Hey, you yanking my suspenders?
No, it's true, but please don't make a big deal out of it. Let's just go and get it over with.
Oh, don't worry, Laura. Tonight, you're going to be proud to be with Stephen Q. Urkel. Why? Because I'm styling. Shoes. Bag. A ball.
Oh, Lord.
Wait till you see me in my matching bowling kilt.
Ow! I see you, cause I knew that I would now. Ow, I feel good, cause I got rid of Steve now. So good, doctor, so good, doctor. Ah, he's gone. Ow! Mother, how long have you been watching me act like a fool?
All your life.
Very funny. But nothing you can say can ruin my mood today. See, Steve was bugging me to go bowling with him, and I cleverly pawned him off on Laura.
Wait a minute. You sent them out on a date?
Well, sort of.
Uh-oh. That could backfire on you.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's always a chance romance could bloom, and they could fall in love and get married.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Nobody falls in love over bowling. They'll be staring at each other's booties all night long. Nah.
Coming up next, the comedy adventure, Hudson Hawk.
Thank you.
now the conclusion of that cult classic, Hudson Hawk.
Come.
What?
Wake up.
What? What?
The kids are coming over for dinner. I need you to help me straighten up.
Coming over? Well, why would the kids do that? The kids live here.
No, they don't. Eddie and Laura haven't lived here since they went off to college.
Wait a minute. Why is your hair gray? How long have I been asleep?
15 years.
What? What year is this?
2009.
Harriet, how could you let me sleep for 15 years?
Well, you look so peaceful, I didn't want to disturb you. You probably want to go to the bathroom. Hurry back. I need you to help me straighten up things for Laura and her husband.
Husband?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, no.
Hurry up, kids.
Kids?
Here's Monday, June 11th on ABC Family.
Too many Urkels. Big Urkels. Little Urkels. Urkels everywhere.
They're just excited to see their grandpa back from Nappy Land.
Oh, I missed you, Daddy.
You did? Well, why did you wake me up? Excuse me. Harriet. Harriet, Laura married Steve Urkel?
That's right.
But why she barely tolerated him?
Well, that was before you sent them bowling together. They fell in love that night.
You mean all of this is my fault?
Oh, it's nobody's fault. Everybody is very happy.
I'm not.
Grandpa's grumpy.
Yes, I admit it.
Grumpy Wumpy.
He should eat more fiber.
Oh, Laura. I'm so sorry. I'm so very sorry.
Well, why, Daddy? I'm the happiest woman in the world.
You are?
Well, that's right.
I'm married. The smartest.
Ow.
Sweetest.
Ooh.
Sexiest.
Ow.
Man in the whole world.
Line up, kids. It's time to introduce yourselves to Big Bumper. Okay, come on.
I'm Stephen Aloysius Urkel.
I'm Stephen Bertram Urkel.
I'm Stephen Cornelius Urkel.
I'm Stephanie Sue Urkel.
Stephanie?
Oh, she's adopted.
No kidding.
Are you kids hungry?
Yeah, Daddy G!
I've got just three words for you. Hickory Farm Sampler.
Laura, tell me, how did all of this happen?
I remember it like it was yesterday. You bribed me into going bowling with Steve, and at first I was miserable. But then, when Steve got up to bowl, I noticed his booty.
incredibly warm feeling came over me.
I knocked my hot cocoa in her lap.
Yep, I fell for Steve. The next day, we got engaged, and the day after that, we got married.
Oh, I love this story.
And I owe it all to you, Daddy.
Oh, my little girl, I'm so sorry. Oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry. I'm so very sorry.
Why do you keep saying that? Your daughter and I are deliriously happy. Oh, I love you, Laura.
I love you more.
I love you 100 times more.
I love you 100 times more.
Oh, I love you infinity.
I love you infinity plus kisses.
Oh, I love you infinity plus kisses and, oh, upper cake.
Oh, stay all night. You love each other. Now knock it off.
Look, I'm sorry. I always get a little cranky when I oversleep a decade. I guess I'm maybe sort of kind of glad that you two fell in love and had four terrific kids.
Well, we didn't plan on having that many, but it seems like all Steve has to do is kiss me and I'm pregnant. See?
That's impossible.
Nope. She's a fertile Urkel.
Get ready, everybody. The kids have a surprise for their big bumper.
Oh, no. Laura, you too?
Oh, yeah, Daddy. There's nothing like a poke on a squeeze box.
MasterCard presents
to give protection to live.
Car!
No!
Car!
No! No! No!
Take it easy, Carl!
Harriet! I just had the worst dream of my entire life!
Worse than the one where the donut eats you?
10 times worse than that. Harriet, I dreamt that Laura married Steve Urkel and they had 4 kids.
Whoa! Wonder why you dream something like that?
I'll tell you why. Just before I fell asleep, Steve was bugging me to go bowling with him. But I bribed Laura to go instead. And then Mama said, well, you better watch out because they might fall in love and get married. But that's ridiculous, right, Harriet? That could never happen, right, Harriet, right?
Well, actually, it's not impossible. Laura does like Steve a lot more than she used to.
You know, you're right. I better get down there before Laura looks at Steve's booty.
Wait up, Snickums.
I have never been so humiliated in my life.
Oh, sure you have.
What's going on here?
First he put on that stupid kilt. Then he made a stupid bet that he could bowl a stupid strike with his stupid foot. Then he got a stupid toe caught in a stupid ball.
Well, it can happen to anyone.
Oh, don't be stupid. Daddy, I want those boots, that shoulder bag, and the matching hat. Believe me, I've earned them.
Wait a minute. You went out with me in exchange for clothing?
Yeah.
All right. Time was you'd only go out with me for a car. I'm wearing you down, baby. I'm wearing you down. How are you doing, big guy?
Oh, great. Now, things couldn't be better.
Steve, if you got your foot stuck in that bowl, then why did you put it back in that bag?
Oh, simple. I didn't want to look ridiculous.
Well, good night.
Now, listen, before I leave, do you mind if I make one last attempt to get the ball off my first little piggy?
Well, if it'll help you get out of here any faster, be my guest.
Last year, millions asked, who is Kyle XY?